You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max. The podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
All that swag, all that drip.
Word up, son.
Word up, son. No, it's son.
Son.
Word up, son.
Man, leave Paul alone.
Word.
Paul's with the future wife. He's visiting. He's meeting the parents.
No, I said wife. Paul Feinbaum.
Paul Feinbaum.
You meant Paulie.
Oh, yeah. Paulie.
Here in the studio.
Hey, he's talking about Paulie, our guy Paulie. You know, he does all the poems.
He's with the in-laws.
Good luck,
huh?
Paulie. Yeah,
he's with the in-laws.
The future in-laws.
The future in-laws.
Big thing for Paulie.
Ah, he's a great guy. They'll love him.
He should just write him a poem.
What did you do to Jay during that time?
What do you mean?
When you had to meet the parents and stuff.
Oh, I was in Colorado when I asked her dad for her hand. Yeah, it was a good time.
But I mean, not even that part.
Very
just
traditional.
Oh no, it wasn't traditional at all. We actually had very
untraditional
moment.
Do you
in
know
Colorado.
Who you're talking to?
You
understand where
I'm
at?
Yes, I do. I do.
Papa Johnny and I had a coming to Christ moment together.
I see.
No, I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, it was really. It was. Cool. I was like, okay, we're on the same page.
Yeah.
Not like that. I'm talking about like when you first met him, though, Jay. Not the marriage part. Just when you met him, like.
I forgot.
Like when you went there, did you go out to dinner? Did you stop by for Christmas? I mean, like what?
You just think of you people. That's all you go right back to you people, huh?
No, I didn't say anything about you people. I just said, what did you do? Like, when you rolled up, like, did you look at, like, you know, were you in Indy? Like, where were you?
Yeah, I think we were in Indy. Well, we already had history just because they all graduated from IU. So the first thing they did is they bashed me about missing free throws, you know, when we lost to Indiana in the Sweet 16 because they're big college basketball people. So, like, the ice was already broken off that for me because I like that. When you trash-talking me already as a father-in-law, my brother-in-law, Vinny, like, I love that. So I'm already embraced.
They're big college basketball people, and they got Jay Will in the family.
And
now.
They all went to IU, and they beat us
of course.
My junior year to go to the national championship game.
But
so
I wonder, like,
it's great.
I always wonder, though, when she was like, oh, yeah, I'm dating this Jason guy, right? And they were like,
I'm telling you, that's
who?
The first thing her dad said. I'll tell him, I said, thank you for the free throw. He missed. It's the first thing he said to me.
He's saying,
what is this guy
before
do?
They knew you were Jay Will, or did she run right home and say, guess what?
I don't think she ran right home and was like, guess that. No.
Nikki's not in sports like that. I mean, she's in soccer, but not in sports like
that. Yeah, but I didn't think that. I mean, like, you said they big into college basketball, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when she goes home or wherever she's at, and they're like, oh, you know, at the dinner table, traditional style, you know, family, the whole deal.
Traditional style. It's not traditional style with her, trust me.
But you know what I'm saying.
Lebanese, man. It's not traditional.
You know what I'm saying. Sitting down and having a conversation about who.
Oh, so good. They make all of it.
Kibbeh and all that.
Kibbeh, yeah.
Oh, so good, right?
So good.
Kibbeh.
Lebanese food, so good. And then afterward.
I'm sure I have.
You can stuff yourself with Lebanese food, and then afterward, you feel good. It's not bad for you.
But wait, though. I really want to know. So, when she tells him she's dating you, right, Jason? Jason's a great kid. He's a guy, blah, blah, blah. And then what does he do for a living? Oh, I think he does television. He used to play sports. And then who did he play for? That conversation goes. It's like Jason Williams, basketball, Duke, whatever. Then you meet him, and they realize it's that Jason Williams from Duke.
Right, there are a lot of Jason Williams.
Yeah. How did the – I just want to know how was the reaction,
power
especially –
power forward, the point guard, the –
wait, Max, will you stop, man? Especially
the white chocolate one.
Yeah.
But wait, though.
Is it that
look
one?
Who's coming to dinner. Yeah.
I wonder how they. I wonder the what was on their face, though, when they realized it was that Jason Williams from Duke. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder, because I always want to know that sort of stuff. Like, when Max, you know, like Max Kellerman from boxing.
What did Jen's family think when they found out it was Keyshawn? It was Keyshawn Johnson. The Google fingers.
I mean, you know how to, you know,
Keyshawn Johnson net worth.
The next door neighbors. Look, the next door neighbors, the down the streets. even Pat Costello's auntie lives on the block. You know, it's just like, you know, but it's fine. I just
Max Kellerman net worth. Oh yeah, we like him. Yeah, we like him. He's
tune
he's
in this Sunday for the 2023 NBA All-Star
so
Game live from Site
it's
Salt
okay,
Lake
Max.
City. Presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN.
You couldn't
radio
have found
stations.
A better looking guy.
This guy's extremely good looking. He's a host. 2 p.m. Eastern.
Come on, look. You know, people have eyes. Although it is on the radio, that's why. That's why this whole show is a simulcast. It didn't used to have a simulcast. Then I joined. They put it right on TV so people could look at me.
It's always had a simulcast.
All right. Do we, in fact?
He did obviously hear Nunu earlier in the show, in our pre-show meeting.
Nope.
Do okay. we, in fact, give Kevin Durant an unfair pass? That's the question.
How is
we
this
were
even
accused
a question?
Of that by a caller earlier in the show.
Well, Jay was. Don't say we.
How is this even a question?
Well, no, he came at you, Key.
No, he came at Jay.
No, he came at you.
No, he said Jay's a flip-flopper.
He
came at you, Key.
No.
He said, Jay, I can't take you seriously because you say something here, you're going first take. You flip-flop, blah, 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 blah. He came at you on the KD stuff.
Yeah.
He didn't come at me.
Key.
Because I don't ever say anything about KD.
Key.
So how could he come at me?
Key.
But then, as Max always tell me, they hear what they want to hear.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
Right? You praise a guy gets mad at you and says you didn't praise him.
They hear you one
time.
Then
he tweets at you and tweets about you.
But also, you say one positive thing about him, and then another time you say a negative thing about him because no one's perfect, and there are different aspects to everyone. And they, you're flip-flopping. You like him and you don't like him. No.
Key, said that we're LeBron James haters. Which I'm like, do you listen to the show? Because we're it's more the other way with LeBron.
No, I'm not a LeBron James hater, and I'm not a KD flip-flopper or anything like that. I love LeBron. Yeah. I've been on LeBron since he was in junior high, man. I don't have no problem with LeBron James or nothing like that.
It's like it's a GOAT conversation, right? I mean, Max and I always get into it. But like at the end of the day, like I hate this whole thing that whenever that's like up on social media, I got to tear down one to build up another. We should just appreciate the highest level of the elites.
That's right.
But that's what I always try to. That's what I always try to tell y'all. Y'all get mad at me, frown when I'm like, I'm not giving you an answer. This dude is. When you start in the NBA, I'm not starting without Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Mm-hmm. Then we can fill in the blanks. Mm-hmm. I'm starting with the cap.
Jordan's number one. Listen, how dare you say this on his 60th birthday? Do you know you can be taken right off the air for saying that? All right, look. Kevin Durant had a press conference in Phoenix. You want to hear what he had to say?
Yes.
Now, let's pretend we didn't hear this 2 hours ago. And
well,
I wonder what he had
to
say.
This new audience has not heard this 2 hours ago.
Here is Kevin Durant. He is the Suns' new forward on why it didn't work
point forward.
Out. Well, scores a lot of points forward.
Max.
Why it didn't work out in Brooklyn?
We just didn't get on the court enough. I think when you seen James, Kyrie, and myself, it was amazing basketball for 17 games, though. But you need, in order for you to win a championship and to be a great team, you just need more time on the floor. It's another story about why we didn't get on the floor together, but we just didn't get enough time on the floor. And those are Hall of Fame players that I learned a lot from every day, and I'm wishing them the best as well. It just didn't work out.
You know what I need? As time moves on, I can't wait to find out some of the details about what happened during this stay.
Why? Because he says it's another story.
Yeah, because to me, I automatically go right there. Okay, I'm like, well, what's the other story then? Like, you heard tidbits of it with James Harden. He was like, y'all ain't looking at me now, all y'all. Like, he feels some type of way about it. You hear KD say this. You haven't really heard Kyrie say anything about it. Like, you know, Sean Marks and Joe Tsai, these guys. But eventually, stuff is going to come out where we get a chance to really see what the hell happened.
Well, I think what he's saying, though, Jay, about the other story is just everything that went on.
Yeah,
he didn't
want to
go into
That's
it right there.
Yes.
Everything that went on from Kyrie's situation in and out of the lineup, he talked about some of that, obviously, in terms of Kyrie. But then he didn't really mention exactly what the other story is, the James Harden situation. He didn't mention what that is. But you're smart enough, you've been around the building, you know what's going on in the building. We are in sports, so we kind of are dialed in differently than most people. You just put the dots together. You're going to come right to the conclusion right in the end.
Trevor in Kentucky. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, how you guys doing?
How you doing, man?
I'm great. I have to address the travesty that is you guys having the Spurs Big Three ranked so low. on the list. I feel like
I got them
number.
I got them two.
Much winning.
I got them two all time.
I feel like you was in agreement with Jay and Max when they dropped them down.
No, that's Jay talking. That's not me.
That's me talking. I'm talking to you. I got them two all time.
I explained my reasoning is that if you emphasize consistency over time, it's hard to beat that Spurs big three. But I emphasize, as long as you've shown me this is really you over a sustained time, it doesn't have to be 20 years. My preference is the peak that you hit. I think that's what we're really talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And the peak that the Spurs hit, they never went back-to-back. Well, there's a reason for that. Whereas the Heatles went to four straight and won back-to-back, right? Whereas, you know, the KD, Steph, Dre, Clay team was basically unbeatable. To me, that's better than another kind of big three, but not to you. That's okay. Desmond in South Carolina. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I'm a big fan of y'all. I think we got to factor in competition, too, because outside of the Rockets, who's, you know, the best competition for the Warriors? And for the Spurs, they had to deal with the Suns, Steve Nash, Mark Stoudemire, Sean Marion, then the Lakers. And so I think the Nuggets, Jazz. So I think got to factor in competition, too. I think if we're going to talk about the big three, are we factoring in a supporting cast, too? Because if you take away Iguodala and Draymond and Sean Livingston off their Warriors team, are they that successful?
And even with big threes, it gets to a thing like who's that third guy? Is it?
That's why that Draymond thing with Draymond, Clay, and Steph, I kind of slid in KD, CP3, and Book, although they haven't played. Because when I look at the third guy, even then, Dre was the glue. But it was just a different.
I'd rather have that Draymond than this Chris Paul, if that's what you're saying. I think that Draymond had more. That Draymond was a great player. A great player.
Yeah, but this Chris Paul doesn't need to be great.
Yeah, okay, but we are measuring.
He got KD and Booker. He could be the third guy and still be able to do his deal.
That big three won 73 games. And it was LeBron's greatest achievement to beat them in Game 7.
But this big three won't win 73, and they might still win a championship.
But Mike, we got to see.
We got to see it.
You might be right, Key, but let's see it.
I understand. We got to see it.
See, Key's always trying to be a prisoner of the moment with a hippity hop.
Hey, you can't say that and then refer to me, Max. You're going to get into trouble.
Why not? You're the one who said hippity-hop. I'm referring to your saying it.
No, you can't say that. I'm telling you, they're going to tear your ass up on social media.
No,
got to be careful.
What's social media? There it is.
You calling me a hippity hip?
Let me tell you something. I remember when this song came out. I remember when this song came out.
You walking down the street like this?
Dude.
First of all,
you saved your money to get a box.
Why are you taking this guy into a story now?
What?
Right?
What was this, Max? Why did you have to have it here? It had a handle.
$50 with the tape to tape, so you could make your own tapes because you could, you know, you could go tape to tape. That was a big deal back then.
They got some nice boom boxes nowadays, though.
See, boom boxes like breakdancing. Back then, it was just breaking or boxes. No one said boom boxes or breakdancing.
Why did I do that, huh, Max? I mean, Jay.
Do we give Kevin Durant a pass? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. I understand that we have a clip of a caller that
it's not a caller. His name is Damon.
Well, he was a caller.
Damon from L.A.
Two things can be true at the
same
time.
Just put his name on it.
All right, I didn't remember.
Give him love.
Anyway, I also apparently didn't remember who he went after because I said it was Key. Key said no, it wasn't. And apparently Key is right.
Why so you got to blame me?
There's a first time for everything. All right, let's listen.
Y'all always giving KD a pass. All I hear is Jay talking about all KD wants to do is hoop. All he wants to do is hoop. Yesterday, y'all bashed LeBron all day.
Who bashed LeBron?
KD. Is KD and LeBron equal? They're on the same level, right?
No, they're not. LeBron's on a different level than KD.
Well, right now or for their careers?
Right now and for their careers.
No, for their careers, KD.
What are you talking about? We didn't bash LeBron.
I'm talking about both. I mean, the way y'all talk about KD is like he's one of the top guys, right?
Well, right now he's the best player in basketball if he's healthy.
He is one of the top guys for sure, man.
I'm curious here. What do you mean we bash? So you talk
all
about
he wants to do is hoop.
So wait.
Let me ask you.
Let me jump in for a second. Hold on.
Let me finish, Jay.
It'd have been chaos. Y'all would have been bashing him like Patrick Beverly was yesterday.
Well, I always feel. In these situations, I feel real good, Jay and Max, that I was exonerated of wrongdoing.
That's good, Keith. Let me be clear. I don't give a damn. I'll go at anybody.
I mean, because I was exonerated just now.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's funny like that.
Jay tried to pin it on you, right, Key?
Yeah, and you helped him.
Of course.
Oh, that Jay, what are you doing?
I don't care. I don't care. Obviously, that it's like. You got LeBron fans, you got KD fans. I just tell you how I see it. So, obviously, he was very sensitive to LeBron James. Yep. Extremely sensitive.
Well, first of all, he's in L.A., though.
Well, Key, here's my thing, though. You got to listen to the show, though. I've also been on a platform battling Max about who I think the greatest player ever to play the game is.
I understand, and you say LeBron James, and I get it.
So Pat Bev says something we have a conversation about. Is it challenging to play with LeBron? And then we get people in their sensitivity bag calling in saying,
"This is what I mean." This is what I mean when I say people assign in their minds positive or negative value. So you're not allowed to say, "Hey, this aspect of a player is positive, and this aspect we should look at critically." And it's the same player, and overall, I think he's the greatest ever, one of the greatest ever. But it doesn't mean he's perfect, and there are interesting ways to look at him.
But sometimes they tune in at the wrong time too, right? When you say this player, you know, and they miss everything else. And so we get that a lot. That's why I laugh at it and I don't worry about it. Even people, and when I joke with Jay about his social media and them communicating through his social media to me about something that I was saying because they never even heard what I said. We get this all the time. Even our own guests that come on hear what they want to hear sometimes.
Well, it's like prime example of that, Key. Social media right now, right? I got people saying, "Hey, you got Dennis Rodman and Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan in your top three."
But that's because they're not listening.
I know. And I'm like, see, we stated it post 2008. KG, Paul Pierce,
but guys,
Ray Allen.
That's one of the tricks of this medium.
That's how media gets you.
One of the ways they do sports TV nowadays is you want the people to tell the truth who are on TV. Their truth, right? So you phrase it in a way where, taken out of context, it will cause outrage on social media and it'll go viral, right? That's the whole name of the game. For example, I'm doing basketball tiers coming up on this Just In, so I have one in the first tier. Those are the rules. It's pyramid. Two in the second, three in the third. But the caveat is this, or the criteria is this, presuming health, right? So someone's going to see this list and be like, "What? So-and-so, he hasn't played all year." Presuming health.
Yeah,
that's part of the trick.
See. That's why people always say to me, especially when I was working with LZ and Travis here in LA on 710, they would always say I'm naive because I always try to get people, even you, Jay, you said it, because I try to get people the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, exactly.
I think, like, clearly he wouldn't miss Dennis Rodman, Michael Jordan, and Scottie Pippen.
Right.
So obviously, right? Like, I'm thinking, like, you're smart enough to know that he's smart enough to not miss that. Mm-hmm. He's not stupid. So obviously you missed what he was saying when he said
anyone who's tuning in right now, believe it or not, Jay does not have Jordan, Pippen, and Rodman on his big three list. All right, it's up to him. I don't know what the criteria is. I know they're not on the list.
This is why our show is very different, though, Key. I think media has trended in a direction where it is overboard. Like, let me tell you, this athlete's not the best of all time, or this, all this stuff. And like, our show is so different because we're telling it to you from the athlete-first perspective, which is going to rub fans sometimes, I think, the wrong way, because you're so used to hearing it from the media's perspective. The traditional media.
So are you yourself for the media now, Jay?
Well, I don't think of myself traditional media at all.
You know what this makes
That's
me
not what
think
I asked
of?
You. I asked you simple and plain. What are you say? Removing
simple
yourself?
Simple and plainly?
Yeah, he's in the media.
The media. Are you removing yourself from the media?
Yeah, I'm on the key media side.
Okay. You're in the Kedia?
Kedia.
Hey, you know what this makes me think of? This whole
He's always yelling and screaming.
You just expressed, Jay? There was one of these Gladwell books, again, that you buy at the airport and you read on the plane, right?
You
was talking
Malcolm.
About the Pepsi challenge. And remember when we were kids?
Yes.
Coca-Cola was dominant, and then Pepsi had what's called the Pepsi challenge. Mm-hmm. And it won in a blind taste test, like 2-1.
Oh, so good.
Right? And then Coke changed their formula, and everyone got outraged. Mm. And what they found was this in later years. If you give 3 sips of the Pepsi, people prefer it because it's sweeter. But over the full can, people prefer Coca-Cola. And the way this media is set up is to cut through the clutter immediately, because people want immediate returns. You need to be sensational. You need to cause outrage. You need to go viral. But what that does is set up incentives so that people don't just let something bake, don't go viral, don't go, like, just be its own thing, let it grow over time and find an audience. That, there's much less patience for that. And so you get it's all skewed toward a certain type of show and presentation, because that will get you immediate results. Those are the first 3 sips, and there's very little patience to see what people think over the full can.
But does that
I still
you,
prefer Pepsi.
But does that get you it depends on how you define results. Mm-hmm. Like a results, like viral is a result. Mm-hmm. Like, because I see a lot of dumb things that go viral where I'm looking at people being like, that's just idiotic.
Yeah,
that sucks for you.
Like
to go
your
viral.
LeBron take over Jordan. Good. Greg in California.
This guy.
You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Make it snappy, Greg. Well, this is not
or not make
Greg,
it snappy.
You there, Greg?
Coming up, are you worried that Aaron Rodgers might not be able to handle the New York Kedia? But first, Jay has this from Dollar Shave Club.
Still overpaying for razors, Max? Look at your face.
I am.
Are you even using a razor now?
Yeah, look.
Yeah, okay.
I'm down here.
In this
Don't
economy, Max?
I know.
Yeah? Gross.
I know.
Inflation is lame, Max. Crying at the gas station. You cry at the gas station, Max?
No, I do.
That's lame, too.
Yeah.
And overpaying for razors.
Gas.
Key is lame. That's why Dollar Shave Club exists. With Dollar Shave Club, you can get a top shelf shave at a regular shelf price. They've been hawking shaving products for years online, and they're excited to bring you the same great quality and low prices at a store near you. Find Dollar Shave Club in the men's razor aisle. Get your Dollar Shave Club razor wherever you want. Epic Razors, epically affordable.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Chris Canty, co-host of Canty and Carlin, right here on ESPN Radio, with us now on Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. Morning, Chris.
What up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, Christopher?
So we've been
talking. Why you got to take it to the government, Key? Every single time it's something with you, whether you're imitating my voice, now you're calling out my government name. Is your name
not Christopher?
It's not like you got a street alias here. He's just saying the full name, Christopher.
Yeah, I mean, like, come on. What are you hiding from?
I'm not, first of all, I ain't hiding from nothing. I ain't got warrants out here, and I don't own no child support. All I'm asking you is, why do you call me Christopher when everybody else calls me Chris?
Well, because it's out of respect. Okay, you're my former teammate, and right. I respect you.
Well, I respectfully ask you to call me Chris or call me Canty, not Christopher. Right. Appreciate that.
Chris. Although I will say, Chris, that if the government was looking for you, I think it's not a big jump to go from Chris to Christopher. I think they might have figured that out even back, Key. Hey, look, if you're the Jets, Chris, do you wait for Aaron Rodgers to make up his mind? Like, I don't know why Lamar Jackson would be a fallback position. He's in his physical prime.
Nah, man, the Jets got to go for a quarterback, and they need certainty at that position immediately. Beggars can't be choosers. I don't think they leave any stone unturned when it comes to the prospective quarterbacks that are available via trade or free agency. If we're being honest, I think the Jets should be in on a Derek Carr conversation too. I mean, you bait all the hooks and you reel in whichever one bites first. I think that's the direction that you go. Here's the thing. Everybody keeps talking about waiting on Aaron Rodgers or waiting on Lamar Jackson, and that sounds all well and good. But you got a general manager and a head coach that are going in 2023 on notice. If they don't have more competent quarterback play, if they strike out on Lamar and Aaron Rodgers, chances are they ain't going to be around in 2024. So they have to lock in a quarterback, and whichever one of those guys says yes first, that's the guy you go with.
Interesting.
No, Chris, he's right about that, though. Canty's right that when you look at it, they've got to make a decision, right? Sitting around waiting for Aaron Rodgers to make a decision or Lamar Jackson waiting for a decision, you could potentially miss out on a Derek Carr, right? Because Carr is free to sign right now. So he may revisit the – just because he decided not to, say, trade me to New Orleans doesn't mean he does not like the Saints. It just means he wasn't going to allow the Las Vegas Raiders to benefit off of him based on the way that they treated him this past season. So now you got essentially three quarterbacks, however you want to, right, Chris? If you want to say one's here, another's here, another's there, there's still three quarterbacks, and you desperately need one of the three to move into the position to save your job, one, and try and get to the playoffs with a dynamic young team. So you court all of them, and you try and talk to all of them. Whichever one jumps at and bites, that's what you do.
Can Rodgers handle the New York media, Chris, do you think?
Yeah. I mean, if Rodgers wins, the New York media is going to love him. If he loses, they're going to run him out of the town. But I don't think it's going to be something that overwhelms him. The guy's 39 years old. He's going into his age 40 season. I mean, and here's the other thing that we got to say. Playing for the Green Bay Packers, when you're a quarterback for the Packers, that is a national team. That is a national brand. There's a lot of media that's focused on him. So I don't think it's going to be something that's, you know, overwhelming for Aaron Rodgers if he comes to New York. I mean, listen, the antics, his shtick, so to speak, they'll roll with it as long as he wins. If he loses, it's not going to be good for him. But it's not going to be good for the Jets.
What's handling the New York media, though? What is that? What does that mean, Max and Canty? What does it mean? Because I really don't know.
Well, Key, for example, when you were a rookie and there was a lot of media coming at you, you really weren't having it. And you were, because you were secure that way, you were cut out for New York. You were built for New York. But as Chris Canty knows, who follows all the major sports extremely closely, there have been many athletes who've performed well in other markets who cave in the New York media. It affects even their on-court performance, on the field of play performance, right? I think, right, Chris? Correct me if I'm wrong. That's what
you
mean?
But even Aaron Rodgers just said in that clip when we had our rejoin that if you're not in his inner circle and you're just out there making noise, then it doesn't even affect him, or it doesn't affect him, plus it's not true. So when I look at that and I say the New York media, what they going to do? They going to write bad stories about him. They're going to say his play is awful. Like, I guess if you think that he could crumble under that pressure,
then
that's
something
different.
Chris, I don't, he might just not want it, you know?
Well, here's the other thing that we're not saying. Playing in New York is like playing in a fishbowl, and Key understands this. It's not just what happens on the field. It's also in your free time, in your social life, when you're out on the town, all of those different things, you're being photographed.
Oh,
there's paparazzi there. People are paying attention to you.
Oh, yeah. They go. Yeah. Look, Canty. Oh, yeah. They go try to figure out what's in that trash can in the heartbeat.
Oh, no doubt about it. And so that's the thing that makes it a little bit different from playing in Green Bay is that your social life, your free time is going to be heavily scrutinized. And if you don't play well and you're out on Thursday night or Friday night, people are going to question your commitment to the sport, your commitment to your teammates. All of that noise, all of that chatter has affected a lot of players that have been in that market. As Jesse Armstead once told me, them streetlights, they undefeated. You can't conquer New York City. So I think it's a situation with Aaron Rodgers. You got to know what you're jumping into. And if you feel like you can manage playing under that kind of pressure and those types of those eyeballs that will be on you at all times, then it'll be fine. But certain guys wilt when they're under that type of pressure, when they're under a microscope.
Chris Canty joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max of Canty and Carlin. So when you look at the quarterback landscape, right, Canty, you got the Jets need a QB.
Mm-hmm.
I keep saying Miami needs one, but then they say we're happy with Tua. Let's just throw Miami in there.
Yep, I agree.
Miami needs a QB. The Raiders need a QB. New Orleans needs a QB. Carolina needs a QB. Tampa Bay needs a QB. The 49ers need a QB.
Just go ahead and say the whole NFC South. That whole division needs a quarterback.
Yeah, the whole division. So one guy that's free, you don't have to trade for, that you could just go sign and write a check, is Derek Carr, formerly of the Las Vegas Raiders. Where should he honestly sign or try to get on with?
Man, it's hard to argue against one of those NFC South teams just because that division seems like such a low bar to clear. And just take, for instance, a team like the Carolina Panthers. Carolina Panthers had Phillip Walker starting that quarterback, Baker Mayfield starting that quarterback, Sam Darnold starting that quarterback. And with all the uncertainty that they had at that position, came a fourth quarter away down in Tampa in week 17 from winning the NFC South and being in the playoffs. Think about it. They started the season with one head coach. They ended it with another one. Again, guys, it's hard not to look at that division and say you got a clear path to the tournament. And so for that reason, I think Derek Carr would be a fit in New Orleans. I think Derek Carr would be a fit in Carolina. I think Derek Carr would fit in Tampa Bay. So I think
what about San Fran though?
I don't mind the San Francisco situation, but I don't know that the 49ers need to invest in Derek Carr in that way in order for their team to have success. I mean, they're the outlier when it comes to the NFL. They're the only team that turns their quarterback into gray matter. It's almost as if they can compete at a high level. You know, despite what their quarterback might contribute to their team from a talent standpoint. So I don't know that going with Derek Carr is enough of an upgrade from what they already have on the roster to justify the cost, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does. The reason I point to the Niners is because I say Jimmy G's $25 million or whatever it is comes off the books. You can attribute that to Carr. You got two hurt quarterbacks, essentially, although Trey Lance says he'll be ready, whatever that means. You know, Brock Purdy will not be ready. We still don't know what Trey Lance is. You can give Derek Carr a 2-3 year type deal, play with the money a little bit, and at least you have a quarterback that you know can play this game. and play it at a high level with a defensive offense and some receivers and skill position. But I don't know. It's just something that I was looking at from the outside. That's all.
No, you got, you know, you're right about that, but they also got some huge contracts they got to deal with, man. They got to pay Nicky Bosa. That's not going to be cheap. They got to pay Brandon Ayuk. That's not going to be cheap. And they might have to readdress Christian McCaffrey's contract. That's probably not going to be cheap. So, I mean, they got some things in-house that they've got to take care of in order to keep that core of players together. And I think, you know, keeping your quarterback out of control costs below market contracts with the young guys is the best way to go about roster construction, given how Kyle Shanahan has been able to navigate having average quarterback play.
Chris Canty, co-host of Canty and Carlin, and in case the government's looking for him, you will never guess his true identity.
Yes, I'm not giving that away again.
We're not giving that away, and you're never going to get it.
He's all 6'8", 200 pounds
will be
looking for me.
I hate you, Max. I hate you.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, y'all have a good show, and Max, take off them dusty ones.
No. I got the Kobe's on this. I got the Kobe's on today, just in case you were in studio, but you weren't in studio. Do we give Kevin Durant an unfair pass, as this caller accused Keyshawn Johnson of doing? Or was it someone else? Also, you'll hear one of the craziest Tom Brady takes. Who could I?
What?
Imagine someone with a crazy Tom Brady could take. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike. today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. For some reason, the sound just went dead in my ear.
Same here.
Can't hear programming. But I guess you guys can hear us, so that's the main thing. Do we give Kevin Durant an unfair pass? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, were presented by Progressive Insurance. You know, my counter-argument to the caller who made that argument to us is
Damon in Los Angeles
is, look, what we come in with the assumption that LeBron is in his own category. And so the more we kind of take for granted about the standard that LeBron – that is applied to LeBron, a more rigorous standard, the more we're saying LeBron – we're recognizing his greatness. That's another way to look at it. But Kevin Durant is now held also to an almost LeBron James standard because he's that great.
You think?
I think so.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think he's near LeBron? He's approaching LeBron.
I think when LeBron,
you're talking about the standard
when
LeBron, his game.
When LeBron comes into an organization, the organization naturally feels like LeBron is going to take control.
Yes, that's true.
I think when KD comes into an organization, I think KD has control to a degree, but when he decides to assert it, like, there's questions around
that's not
the
what I mean. You're right. You're right. LeBron has better apparent GMing skills than or leadership skills in that way than KD. What I mean is, whatever organization KD goes to,
they expect to win.
Yeah,
they're now the favorites to win the championship.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You should be because
he's that good.
He's one of the greatest to ever do it.
Yeah.
I mean, he said in his, what was it, press conference yesterday, is to introductory press conference, the Phoenix Suns, is that he's one of the greatest basketball players ever. Mm-hmm. So guys, when I get one of the greatest ever, I walk in, I expect to win. It could be the worst team in the NBA, Jay. I expect to win.
Max, before you go to call, I just got done doing Get Up, and I was with Legs, and we were talking about, I said that the game of basketball has never seen a trio like James Harden, KD, and Kyrie on the same team. Ever.
And still
so
hasn't.
We go through like the best trios, and like since the big three era, all these guys. Ever. And Legs was like, they're like, this is the best collection of talent the game of basketball has ever seen. Mm-hmm. Ever. Like, he's like, even more so than Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman. In fact, like, James Harden.
Oh, offensively, it's not even close.
Offensively, it's not even close.
Because the third best of those big three is offensively better than the second best of the Jordan Pippen. Pippen was the second best offensive player on the team, and he's offensively not as good as Harden or KD, and probably not as good as Kyrie either, although you got to factor in his passing.
But then you can flip that to the other side, too, though, right? Those dudes. Will never these dudes will never be defensively with those guys.
That's why we say offensively.
That's why I said offensively, because when people talk big three, when you factor everything to me, it's Jordan, Pippen, and Rodman by a mile, because there's the three greatest defensive players ever at the positions. The three greatest defensive players ever at the positions.
So now that we Kevin KG was defensively good.
Mm-hmm. Paul Pierce,
Clay. But that's why I just – you didn't. I didn't even
KD. KD.
You didn't even go to Paul.
KD. Huh? You meant
no, KD. No, I was going – no, I was getting – I said KG.
Oh, so
I was talking about of the big three. KG was defensively good. The rest of them, no.
Right.
Clay, good. Dre, good defensively. I'm just thinking in the big threes in my head.
Oh, but Key, what I'm saying is you could make a defensive big three. Forget about overall play. And Robin – and Jordan and
if you did that,
I just want people to understand that our big three that we've been talking about has been
last 15 years.
2008.
Last 15 years.
We haven't talked about
every
big three.
Say it again, clean and slow.
Post 2008, the best big threes in the NBA.
Still can't.
So don't call our show.
Elgin Baylor on.
Then don't call our show talking about Magic and Worthy and Kareem. Don't call the show talking about Magic, Worthy, and Kareem.
Apparently, Larry Bird and Kevin McHale and Dennis Johnson, whoever you want to pick from the rest of those guys.
Rest in peace.
Robert Parrish.
Mike and the Mad Dog. Don't do it.
John in Louisiana. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Washington Radio. Bullets.
Hey, how y'all doing? Thanks for taking my call, fellas.
What's up, man?
John?
Hey, well, y'all done said put a date limit, but I was going to say – Isaiah Thomas, Joe Dumars, and Bill Laimbeer.
Now, what did we just say, John?
Since y'all cut that out.
You think you slick. No, you think you slick. You still slid it in there.
I see you, John. You know how this show works.
Y'all gonna have some respect on him after this year. Believe that. Go Pels. But as far as Kevin Durant, that was the weakest move, leaving OKC and going, you know. So I don't really respect him. And I don't put him in the category with LeBron James.
See, I agree about the championships, guys. Let me tell you why. I know you guys feel very strongly. Wait. Let's talk about it for a second without that. Can we just do it without that?
I want to address that. He just said he doesn't respect him.
But, all right, I disagree with that. You have to respect. He means, this is how I heard what he said. You don't respect the championship as an indication of greatness. Let me just get into this for a second.
I know, but it hurts my head.
We won't do it. Max, that's how I feel every day when you talk. It's okay.
We won't do it.
You learn how to deal with it. We learn how to deal with it.
Heath in Ohio. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN.
Right. He'll get mad about it.
No,
yes.
I'm not going to be
cry, baby. Stop.
Good. Heath.
Hey, Max, how are you guys doing? Keyshawn, J. Will?
What's up, man?
Hey, I kind of look at you guys as athletia. You know, you're not media essential. You're athlete.
I'm the Edia. They're the athlete, and I'm the Edia. Go ahead.
I like this, athlete.
You're the Edia. That's right, Max. But, you know, you're not traditional. You're not afraid to speak your mind. You know, your insight from the game perspective and being on the field and in that locker room is something that 99.9% of the listeners will never know about and can't understand. So to say you're controversial, really you're not. You're just speaking from your perspective and your insight.
Ethan, Ohio, making a lot of sense.
Okay. Thank you. You're the smartest guy that I've heard this morning.
I like that.
Malachi in North Carolina, you have 30 seconds.
North Carolina?
Malachi.
Hey, how you doing there?
What's up, what's happening,
man?
How you doing, brother?
I just want to say that Tom Brady is not the GOAT. He's not.
Oh,
who's the GOAT?
And the reason I say that is because three Super Bowl crowns was given to him.
What about the other four?
The Carolina Super Bowl, the one in the Seahawks, which was a bummer, and when the Atlanta Falcons.
All right, fine, take them off. What about the other four and the other three that he was in?
Terry Bradshaw had the same record.
He went to 7-1-4 after the first three.
But he's not. They gave him three. He's
Who's
not
the GOAT? Real quick, you got 5 seconds. Who's the GOAT?
The GOAT is I'm a Cowboy fan. Run the stop.
That's it. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. Much more after this.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.